Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of The Roar Inside CSUSM Athletics. I'm Mindy Mills, Assistant Sports Information Director for Cal State San Marcos. Thank you for joining us as we begin this new venture, Cal State San Marcos Athletics' first ever podcast. We debuted The Roar last week with the topic of what is SAC? We can find each episode on our website at csusmcougars.com. We started this podcast to give fans, students, faculty, staff, and everyone else an insight into the inner workings of CSUSM athletics. Each episode will focus on one particular topic and can be anything from an in-depth coach's interview to how our athletic trainers keep our student athletes healthy. Be sure to look out for new episodes on the first and third Monday of every month. If there is any questions you'd like to submit, drop us a line at sportsinfo@csusm.edu. We'd love to hear from you. Today's topic, our CARE Squad. We're talking about our newest CSUSM Athletic Committee, the CARE Squad, which stands for Cougars Against Racial Inequality. We're happy to be joined today by four members of the CARE Squad. I'd like to start off by asking our panel to introduce themselves with our student staff, our staff is saying their name, position, and how many years they have been at CSUSM. And our student athletes saying their name, sport, year, and hometown.
Perfect, I'll go first. Hi, Mindy, thanks for hosting this podcast for us. I'm Jennifer Milo, I'm the athletic director. I've been at Cal State San Marcos since 2005. I actually started as a coach, and I've been the athletic director since 2012.
My name is Tori Olson. I am the head cross country and track and field coach for both men and women. And this is my third year here at Cal State San Marcos.
Hi, my name is Kiora Ridgway. I am a junior on the women's volleyball team and I am from Portland, Oregon.
I'm Jaden Phillips. I am a fourth year. I'm on the women's track and field team. And I am from San Diego.
Great, well, thanks for being here. I'll start off by asking, why was the CARE Squad created?
So I'll take that one. The CARE Squad, which as you said, Mindy, stands for Cougars Against Racial Inequality, was created and generated late, really this past summer from the events and really the second pandemic, one of social injustice and racial inequality that we've witnessed and that continues to be at the forefront. And as a leader of a diverse student athlete population and a mom of three adopted boys, two of which are of Hispanic heritage and one son that is Black, I knew I couldn't sit idle without taking a stance and deliberately taking action for the change I know I want to see in this country and that we can all be proud of for Cal State San Marcos athletics. So I started from a personal perspective first, and then wanted to create a committee within CSUSM Athletics that would help enact the change through thoughtful and intentional dialogue and action. I want the CARE Squad to help create a space and environment in our department that allows for the change necessary for everyone on our team to pursue with confidence and security their personal, academic, athletic, and professional pursuits.
Thank you, Jen. What was the process of becoming a member of the committee?
So I'm happy with this. And I think that the makeup of this committee is so special because everyone on the committee wanted to be a part of it. It wasn't a matter of directing people to be on it. Everyone that is here literally wrote a letter of interest on why they wanted to become a part of it, and obviously have a special passion for social justice and racial equality. Our committee's made up of four student athletes, four head coaches, and three administrators. And so everyone participating said that, they hope to be able to contribute through actionable goals and objectives.
And how often do you meet?
Yeah, I'll take this one. So right now we're meeting every other week, Wednesday mornings, and we've sort of agreed that we want to see how that goes and continue to discuss. But that was originally slated to meet every month, and we kind of agreed, more at this time would be would be warranted, and everybody's interested in that. So right now, every other week.
What campus and committee leaders do you plan to invite to future meetings?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of discussion about that, and we are fortunate here at CSUSM to have really good leadership on our campus in terms of our various student centers, the Office of Inclusive Excellence, and just in terms of, I've been fortunate enough in kind of my role as head coach to interact with a number of the members of the Office of Inclusive Excellence, whether that's John Rollins or Ranjita Basu or Kara Corner. And so we've talked a lot about wanting to build a connection between athletics and between what we're working on here in the Care Squad and our partners up on campus who really have tremendous resources, and make sure that our student athletes know that connection exists and that those resources exist, and help to that can not only connect the resources but change the perception of what we're doing here and the type of atmosphere that is really important to us.
Great, thank you, Tori. What action goals does the committee hope to accomplish with the creation of the Care Squad?
I can answer this one. So we really wanted to focus on increasing being advocates for student athletes of color and really promoting that and really showing student athletes that we do have a very diverse department and a very diverse population of student athletes at San Marcos. So we want to make sure that they know that this athletic department is working towards advocating for them and listening to them and their experiences and willing to take on even those tough conversations that may be uncomfortable. We're showing that we are willing to have those conversations to improve for them, to serve them, like to make their experience here at San Marcos the best it can be. And then we also are looking into starting like some open forums, which will include some of those tough conversations, but also just some educational ones, just on different topics about diversity and inclusion. And then also, like Tori said, partnering with the Student Life Centers and maybe holding a couple events for prospective athletes and also athletes already in our department, because it can be kind of intimidating to go to these Student Life Centers if you aren't familiar with them. And so I think it'll just bridge a gap that's there right now and get the Student Life Centers familiar with student athletes and vice versa.
Excellent, thank you, Kiora. The NCAA had a diversity and inclusion social media campaign the week of October 27th. What did the committee do to show support for it?
I'll take this one. So if you go onto the CSUSM SAC Instagram page, you can see that members in the Care Squad actually participated in having a sentence or a phrase, and it started with "We will rise by" and following a sentence that contributed to saying how we would come together as a unit, as a community, despite everything going on, and how we would progress forward. One of my personal favorite ones, I think it was, it was Paul's, and it said, "We will rise by teaching the next generation to welcome all size, colors, cultures, sexes, beliefs, genders, ages, types, people." And for me, that meant a lot because my mom did her best to teach me, and she's teaching my sister. And I really do think that that's one of the most powerful things you can do. So I thought that just having everyone's like small sentence really like made a difference, and maybe even like connected us even a little bit more on like what everyone's ideology is to progress everyone.
That was very powerful. Thank you. Now, Kiora, you are also a member of the CCAA Diversity and Inclusion Committee. How did you become a member, and why was it important to you?
Well, I became a member just through, I had expressed some interest on, I'm on SAC as well, so I expressed interest through SAC and through my team and to my coach just about getting active within social justice and really creating a change. And I felt after the events early this summer that I really wanted to take action against it. And so I was so blessed to have Jen Milo just believe in me and nominate me for a position in the committee. And I was selected and I'm so grateful for it. It's been such a good experience. And I feel like it's just important for me to see that change is happening and that people are willing to take action and want to take action. And it's a great committee. It's full of just a lot of open-minded people who want to help.
What does the committee hope to accomplish this school year?
Yeah, so right now we are kind of looking into how to diversify our athletic departments and, like I mentioned earlier, like provide that advocacy for student athletes within the conference. And then also kind of after graduation, like we have so many amazing CCAA alum and kind of providing like some more resources into finding careers specifically in athletics and coaching, but looking into becoming a resource for these alums and maybe creating positions within our conference for like students of color who had just graduated and are really looking to start their careers. So just kind of really trying to give students of color, like really listen to them and their experiences and help them achieve their goals. So I think I'm really excited for what we're about to come up with. And it's just been such a blessing. Like I can't express enough gratitude to be on it.
Well, I had the pleasure of attending one of your meetings 2 weeks ago, and I want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot, and I'd like to thank our panel once again for joining us today, and I wish you all the best as we continue this academic year. So that concludes the second episode of The Roar Inside CSUM Athletics. Hopefully you've enjoyed learning more about Cougar Athletics and tune in for future episodes. Our next episode will cover academics and athletics. That episode will be available beginning on December 7th. Once again, if you'd like to submit a question for our guests, please email sportsinfo@csusm.edu. Does anybody want to say anything before we sign off?
No, thanks for the opportunity to talk about the CARE Squad. We're really excited about what it's going to create moving forward and the creation of a safe space for all of our student athletes and staff.
Yeah, thank you, Mindy.
Thank you for having us on, Mindy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on The Roar.